This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long. Certainly talked most of the last hour and 27 minutes on all the free agent moves that are happening across the National Football League. We'll take a little bit of a break from that, and we'll go to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Before we start talking LSU baseball, I will throw you a football question out, and that's about Kyle Williams. We had Pete Jenkins on who helped recruit Kyle. And I know he was in a major tussle to get Kyle to come to LSU. There were a number of other suitors for him. But your thoughts on Bo Davis leaving, joining the Saints, and then having Kyle Williams come in to coach defensive interior guys at LSU?
Yeah, Mike, first of all, I always appreciate you for having me on. It's always a good time to talk some ball and get things rolling with LSU. And I love the hire. I think it's one that is obviously going to have some learning curves at the beginning of it, right? He doesn't necessarily have that college Power Four coaching experience. But if there's a place to learn, it's going to be at LSU. And he has a fantastic support staff around him. I'm a huge fan of Kevin Peoples on the edge, kind of as that edge coach. So I'm a fan of him. He's going to have a nice support staff along with him. And we know what he can do on the field. We know that Kyle's an absolute natural. He's an absolute just a star when he was in during his playing days. So I think he's going to translate really, really well. And then when it comes to Bo Davis, look, this is an opportunity for him to go and join the professional ranks and join a New Orleans Saints staff that has really been pieced together really quickly by Kellen Moore and has the chance to be special. So it's a great opportunity for him. Level up and go over there. He's excited about it. He spoke about it recently as well. So good things going. I think it's a good move, and kind of excited to see how he hits the ground running on the recruiting trail, and then, of course, during spring camp as well.
One thing for sure, ain't nobody can tell him how to play defensive line. I mean, he got the book on it, 13 years in the NFL. Now, it's the wild, wild west of recruiting now, and I think that's something that even experienced guys all tell you, man, I've never seen anything close to what I see today in college football. Going to LSU baseball, the story has been freshman player impact and the pitching staff for the Tigers. I'll get you to comment on both. To have three freshmen make this big of an impact for LSU this quickly. We have LSU playing, starting SEC play this coming weekend against Missouri. And also, too, the arms of LSU and how that has really held up early. Hopefully, stay healthy and don't cool off as you hit in May and June. But, man, this really looks like as talented an LSU team as I've seen. Certainly, even if you go one through the entire roster, maybe as talented just player by player than the one that won the national championship.
Yeah, Mike, I completely agree with that. And obviously, you don't have, let's say, that star like a Dylan Cruz or a Paul Skeens. But from top to bottom, it's about as balanced of a roster as I've seen from Jay Johnson. And it really does start with the newcomers, obviously. You look at Anthony Eanson, who's fresh off of a monster day on the mound on Saturday, just a historic day, 15 strikeouts. It was sensational. But the kind of the buzz and the talk of the town is going to be Derek Curiel, the true freshman. And you nailed it right there. You're getting contributions from your true freshmen really, really quick in their LSU careers. And it starts with Derek Curiel. And the expectations are starting to get higher and higher. Of course, you have a superstar outfielder who's extremely consistent at the plate. A lot of people want to start to put some buzz and say, well, is he going to be a guy who can kind of move on and be like a Dylan Cruz type figure? And obviously you got to pump the brakes there, but I've had numerous people ask me that as well. So I think Derek Curiel is a sensational ball player. He's proving that week in and week out. Excited to see how he adapts to SEC play. And then looking at the arms of the team, I kind of hit on Anthony Eanson right there, but Cade Anderson being your Friday night starter, your ace, he's been sensational. And it's hard to kind of deny that. He's been fantastic on the bump. And I love what I've seen from him so far. Chase Shores continuing to piece together really nice outings. And you even got a really good midweek starter as well in Connor Ware, William Schmidt, Zach Cowan coming out of the bullpen. I could go on and list all these guys, but it's an extremely talented pitching staff. And then you look at the lineup from top to bottom as well. It's extremely balanced, Mike. They've got a really good team going and clicking early. SEC play is going to tell the true story there, but really excited about the start to the season for the Tigers.
Zach, looking at, I wanted to get your thoughts on William Schmidt. He pitched the midweek game, the second midweek game against North Dakota State, which was that run rule matchup. And then after the game, Bill Frankes was interviewing Coach Johnson, and he asked him about it and kind of getting him ready for conference play and kind of what the role for William Schmidt's going to be. He said he was going to pitch on Tuesday. We're not exactly sure if he's going to be starting or coming out of the bullpen for this matchup, and then kind of get him set and ready to go for conference play, which starts against Missouri this upcoming weekend. I want to get your thoughts on what you've seen so far from him, and then also what you kind of expect from him tomorrow night against Xavier.
Yeah, I think William Schmidt is a superstar in the making for good reason. This is a guy who had first-round buzz just because he's so sensational. But the opportunity to play in Alex Box Stadium and play for LSU and the brand that's in Baton Rouge just meant the world to him. So here we are, bypass on the 2024 MLB draft. And he's suiting up for the Tigers and Jay Johnson. And he's lived up to the hype so far. It was nice in the first outing kind of to see him adapt and recover to, let's say, a slow start and then bounce back and be mentally tough. That's what stood out to me the most, carried it into a second start. Really excited to see his role moving into SEC play, like you kind of alluded to right there. But nonetheless, during these midweek games, I expect really good outings from William Schmidt. The real key question for me is how this team is going to utilize him during SEC play, knowing that he can be a guy that comes out of the bullpen and be a key relief guy for them, just because he's proven that. He's done that. So excited to see his role moving forward. William Schmidt, I mean, man, he is a sensational ball player, and he's got a bright future in the purple and gold.
You also mentioned Zach Cowan, Zach, and he's just been fantastic. The transfer from Wofford, he was the ace there. He's been a bullpen pitcher for LSU. Out of all six of his appearances have come out of the bullpen, a 1.23 ERA and 14 and two-thirds innings pitched, allowed 9 hits, 19 strikeouts. You know, Jay also kind of called him one of the MVPs of the team, that when LSU has been in these close games, they have a guy that they can rely on for kind of the middle innings of relief. Cason Evans has kind of developed into the closer early on for this team as a freshman, which is another story entirely. But Zach Cowan's been fantastic out of the bullpen for this team.
He has been, Charlie. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. He's been your key relief guy, and the numbers speak for itself. But I think it's a testament to Jay Johnson as a coach, right? To have a guy who was an ace at his previous school come to Baton Rouge and be willing to take on the spot as a relief pitcher and really thrive at it. So it's a testament to Jay Johnson's recruiting ability, but also the ability to, like, bolster and develop these guys. And we've done that so far. So Cowan's been sensational. It's also important to talk about Cason Evans, like you said, just another freshman, like we were talking about a little bit earlier. You got William Schmidt. You got Curiel. Cason Evans. We can go on and on, but the pitching staff is sensational. Cason Evans is really becoming that key closer for this program. Zach Cowan is evolving into one of, if not your best, relief pitchers out of the bullpen. It's a scary, scary pitching staff, and it's nice to see Jay really let these guys get in the mix early in the season so that they're seasoned and ready come SEC play and then into the SEC tournament as well.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk about transfer guys, Darnell Dickinson, and you see, man, his development as a player. And, you know, the Stephen Milam, Jared Jones, those guys from a year ago, but adding Dickinson to the lineup here with his bat, and, you know, he's been good in the field also, but, man, they found something there in Darnell Dickinson. And next time we get Coach on, I want him to kind of explain to me who tipped him off on Dickinson. Okay, Utah Valley, it's not like he's watching him play late at night on ESPN. Plus, I mean, somebody tipped him off to that guy. And I'd like to hear the backdrop of that story, but a little bit on Dickinson and how well he's played for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's been sensational. Danny Dickinson is an absolute gamer. And kind of a little bit about the backstory of that was, man, Mike, he was in the portal for less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And Jay Johnson called him, and he was watching a baseball game. I believe he was in Cape Cod, and he was on the phone, and he was in the trees in the background getting bit up by mosquitoes, put it all on the back burner, and it didn't even matter. He was just sitting there talking to Danny Dickinson, just getting bit up by bugs and making sure that he kept his composure just while he was talking to Danny. So obviously everything went right. We know that Jay Johnson is a masterful recruiter, and he got Danny Dickinson to Baton Rouge. And the backstory is a funny one, but now he's in Baton Rouge just absolutely annihilating baseball, playing fantastic in the field. The rapport between him and Stephen Milam has been on full display this year, but the talk of the town is him at the plate, right? He's been as consistent as they come. He's also showcasing a little bit of that power, and it's been fun to watch. He's certainly been one of the storyline guys, the headliners, and he's pieced together a really good start to the year. SEC play is going to be where I'm excited to watch him continue to evolve as a player. The competition level ramps up a little bit. We know this. So watching Danny Dickinson continue to get into a groove is going to be really, really fun. Tremendous ball player who showcased that throughout the first double-digit amount of games.
Zach, you also brought up Anthony Ianson. And, you know, out of the first couple weekends, he looked solid. But then this past weekend performing against North Alabama was unbelievable. He gives up two runs in the first inning, and then he's just shut down. Like, Mike, we always like to use this term, when a pitcher's just cruising through it, they're in the quote-unquote rocking chair. Anthony Ianson was just mowing down hitters against North Alabama after giving up those two runs in the first inning. As you mentioned, 15 strikeouts, which was a career high. Right now, he's 3-0 this season. He's logged 35 strikeouts and 24 innings pitched for LSU. And it just feels like, yes, you know, there's a lot of pitching depth on this team, and guys could be trying to compete for starting roles on the weekend, but Ianson had a statement performance that he's going to be the Saturday starter heading into SEC play.
No doubt, Charlie. This is a guy who's a transfer from UC San Diego and a player that came to Baton Rouge with the chance to become that Saturday starter, to become a weekend starter, and he's proven that. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, and to me, I'm a big fan of Obviously, I'm not a fan of watching these guys struggle early by any means necessary, but if there are struggles early, I'm a fan of watching them adapt and continue to evolve and kind of take on an early beating and get back to their kind of, let's say, main form. We saw him do that on Saturday. Ianson struggled early, like you said, gave up a couple of hits, a couple of runs, but he settled in and got into a groove very, very quickly. 15 strikeouts, I mean, that's ridiculous, right? You haven't seen that in quite some time. They were talking about since Ty Floyd during that college World Series run. So to have 15 strikeouts, settle in, and really showcase his stuff, it was fun to watch. And, again, just speaks volumes to the pitching staff that Jay Johnson has in Baton Rouge. Cade Anderson's a headliner, but Anthony Ianson, Chase Shores, we've talked about William Schmidt, the list goes on and on. He's got some arms to work with this year, and it's going to be a big one in Baton Rouge. I'm excited.
Zach, one of the things, remember Skip Bertman, he still talks about it today, is about the growth of a baseball team and trying to keep everybody happy and involved. Because he says, you know, a lot of times you don't get to play. Your focus may not be entirely on getting out there. And he said that's the big key in college baseball, because he said, you know, got a lot of distractions for an 18, 19, 20-year-old. And how well you handle that. And so I think for this year, how well Jay Johnson handles a very talented and a deep roster will be the key how far they can go down the stretch.
No doubt. And you have a bunch of mouths to feed on that team. You have a tremendous amount of talented players, guys that could be at other programs starting. And again, I said it before, but it's a testament to Jay Johnson's ability to recruit and develop players. They want to be here in Baton Rouge. So you also want to get those guys on the field as well. It's going to be an interesting battle come SEC play, watching him feed those mouths like I was alluding to. But he's done it before. This is not new business to him. He's done a very good job of balancing that act so far during non-conference play, of getting a lot of different players on the mound, a lot of different guys in the field as well, in the lineup, batting, et cetera. He's done a really good strategic job of getting players on the field and keeping them happy. SEC play will be a different beast. But nonetheless, so far, at the current state, it's nice to watch him let all those guys get on the field, because they've been sensational so far. And I can't wait to see how he kind of moves on to SEC play with so many guys on the roster that can compete in such a talented, talented conference.
Guys, Jay kind of also mentioned this in the postgame presser the other day, that SEC play in college baseball is one of the great challenges in all of college sports. And I don't think he's wrong. In D1 baseball's most recent top 25, 12 of the top 25 teams are from the SEC. 12. That's half the list. It's incredible. But you start off with Missouri, who, let's be honest here, Zach, is probably the worst team in the SEC. They're off to an 8-8 start this year. You know, kind of what you think about that start in SEC play against Mizzou at the box. It should provide kind of a, you know, it's a different test because you're facing an SEC opponent, but it's definitely not one of those 12 top 25 squads.
Yeah, surely you're leveling up, quote unquote, from a competition standpoint. But we've seen this team already compete against the best of the best to a degree, and succeed. And that starts with a team like Dallas Baptist to go out and really handle business over there in Arlington. They played some very good ball. The score didn't necessarily reflect the game, in my opinion. They left a lot of guys on base. I believe the bases were loaded twice, and they got out and let Dallas Baptist get out of the jam. So they played a lot better than the scoreboard showed, and that's against the top 20, top 25 team in Dallas Baptist. Now you flip the script to SEC play against a Missouri team that, yes, they're in the Southeastern Conference for baseball, but they may not live up to the SEC hype from a talent perspective. You never want to overlook your opponent, right? But like you alluded to, Missouri isn't necessarily the best team in the SEC, so it gives you an opportunity to really throw some guys in the mix. And it was what I was talking about with Mike a second ago. Let some players kind of feed those mouths, let those guys get on the field, get a taste of SEC play. So I'm excited to see the rotations that Jay throws out there. He certainly has a myriad of players to work with, and I think this weekend will give you a nice opportunity to test some players, as well as start to find that true, true rotation with conference play right here.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us. You got any NFL free agency news you want to share with us? Maybe
it's popping off.
I mean, everything, like every minute something pops up somewhere else. So I'm just messing with you. But when we get you back on, we certainly talk same amount about baseball, but a little bit more about spring football for LSU. It'll be interesting how that offensive line shakes out. I think that's the watch area, I think, for all Tiger fans.
Absolutely, Mike. I really appreciate it. I'll have all eyes on the O-line for us.
All righty. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
All right, Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.